Do any of you have pets? No, no pets. Okay, so this may be less interesting to you than it is to me. Today's topic is going to be, what do you do about chametz and pets on Pesach? I happen to have fish at home, and the food that the fish normally eat is absolutely 100% chametz. So what do you do about that? How do you keep pets alive through Pesach if normally what they eat is chametz? So by way of introduction, it's important to know three things. First thing is that in order for chametz to be a problem, it has to be something that's roi l'achilas kelev. Unlike non-kosher food, where the halacha is that even if it's not roi l'achilas adam, nevela she'ena ru'i l'ger is ena kriya nevela, that nevela that's not edible by a human being is not called non-kosher, would be kosher. When it comes to chametz, the geder is different. Even if it's ena ru'i l'ger, even if it's not roi for eating by a human being, it would still be considered a problem of chametz. But if it's not even roi l'achilas kelev, it's not even roi for canine consumption, it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, then that would be that would make it not a problem. This is why we have so many why it's not a problem if your shampoo is chametz or something like that, because something that's nifsal me'achilas kelev is not an issue of chametz. Now there is a whole discussion in the poskim. Does nifsal me'achilas kelev mean that it's mamish nifsal, that it has become inedible by becoming spoiled, or does it just mean that it's not roi la'achilas kelev? So generally speaking, most poskim assume that anything that's not roi la'achilas kelev, whether it was nifsal or not, is not going to be an issue. But where that leaves us is that if you're dealing with pet food, by definition, it is roi la'achilas pets. It's what they like to eat. So it's going to be a serious problem of chametz. Second issue to be aware of is that there is an issur in the Torah called bal yirai u'bal yimatzei. That one is not only not allowed to eat chametz, one is not allowed to own chametz. Third issue to be aware of is that sugyam psachim daf chafal v'mbeis, whenever the Torah says lo yochal, lo yechal, lo sochal, lo sochal, all the different lashonos, it means echad isur achila ve'echad isur hana'a b'mashma. Now one is not only not allowed to eat chametz, one is also not allowed to get hana'a from chametz. So keeping these three issues in mind, that roi l'achilas kelev is a problem, that there's an issue of owning chametz, that there's isra hana'a from chametz, let's start to analyze feeding pets on Pesach, or feeding animals on Pesach. Now feeding animals, even if you don't own a pet, may be relevant to you, because if you were to ever go to the Bronx Zoo on Chol HaMoed, whether it be Chol HaMoed Sukkos or Chol HaMoed Pesach, it would seem that the entire Williamsburg has picked up and moved into the Bronx Zoo for Chol HaMoed. I mean, there are lots and lots of Jews, very Jewish-looking people, in the zoo and in any sort of zoo, in petting zoos and many of these places, in these, I don't know about the Bronx, but many petting zoos and smaller places, they have the option of buying feed and feeding the animals as like a fun activity to do. So you could put a quarter in the machine or whatever it is, a few quarters in the machine, turn the thing and some feed will come out and you will have bought the feed so that you can now feed the animals with it. It's an amazing system that they have. They not only get you to pay to go into the place, they get you to pay for the food that they have to anyway feed the animals with. But that's what people do. So is that a problem on Pesach? So l'chora, buying the feed is a significant problem on Pesach, because that is it's both a violation of bal yirai bal yimatzei, because you are now becoming the owner of this chametz feed, as well as an iser hana'a, because you are enjoying feeding the animals. Well, wait a second, the animal's enjoying it. Why is that called that I'm getting a hana'a? It's not my animal, and I'm doing is feeding the animal. Why is that called hana'a? So the Torah quotes in Siman Tav Mem Ches, in the name of the Yerushalmi, va'oser od Yerushalmi lahachil chemtzo bepesach, afilu lekelev shel hefker, that one is not allowed to give his chametz on Pesach, to feed his chametz on Pesach, even to a dog that's hefker, she'eino nena boklum, where it seems that you're not getting any hana'a at all. Digarsin perikol shal lo yachil chametz afilu leklovim, ba'me'anan kayamin. What are we talking about when we say you can't feed it even to dogs? Im lekalbo ha'anaya. If it's your own dog, obviously, that's Hana'a. No, it's telling me even someone else's dog. That one is not even allowed to feed to a behema that is hefker. What's the problem of feeding to a behema that is hefker? So the assumption is that even though it's not yours, you do enjoy the fact that the animal is eating it. You enjoy the fact that you are providing an animal with food. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Vav and Tav Mem Ches, it says Asal al chametz u'pesach avilu behemas acherim o shel hefker. And the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kana Chav Ches writes the yesh lo hana'a b'meshem emali ritzon alasvi al behema, that you feel good when you get a behema to be satisfied and you get to give the behema food. So that's called Hana'a. In Sharatzion Os Ayin Hey, he writes, Umash Melechora du Dor Raisa Velo Mishum Chumr Duchametz, that this is a real Isra Hana'a Midor Raisa. It's not just Chumr Duchametz, Ulfizeh Gam Bishari Suri Hana'a Asir. So the halacha would be the same not just by Chametz Pesach. If you take Basa V'Chalav and feed it to a behema, that too would be asur, because that's called getting anar from Basav Chalav. Primogadim is stavik b'zavri. He says Primogadim is not so sure about this, but he says it sounds from the Magen Avraham and the Lavush that it's a violation midaraisa of the Isra Anah, and it's not just the din by chametz. But the Sharetzion wavers on that a little bit. He's not sure whether it's only din by chametz or by all Isra Anah, but it's definitely at least an Isra by chametz. Okay, so you're not going to buy the feed. Can you, if you find some on the ground, can you pick it up off the ground and feed it to the animal? Well, that also is a violation of an Isra Anah, because remember, the Anah is not in the ownership of it. The Anah is that you're being memali ritzon alas bia lebehema, that you're being satisfied, that you're feeding the animal. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes in name Beis Yosef that afilu b'motzi chametz she'eino shelo gam kein asur lahashil chufnei kelev. Even if you find chametz that doesn't belong to you, it's also asur to give to the dog. And the Sharetzion in Os Ayin Vav says the gami chametz shalachirim asur lihanos afilu mishalakum chalav reishim tov mem gimel. That even if you didn't buy it, you just found it on the ground and just wanted to throw it to the animals, that might be a violation of Bal Yira'e. Why? Because the second you pick it up, you become the owner of that chametz. And you're not going to say Isura lo nichola delikne, that a person is not happy to make a kinyan on something that's asur, because Adrava, no, because Shari Rotzabal, the Hanus Lakelev, you dafka want it to be able to feed the, not a dog, if you're in a petting zoo, it's not a dog probably, that would be an interesting petting zoo, but you dafka want the chametz in order to be able to feed it to an animal. So that's what the Sharetzion points out. So that's when it comes to going to a petting zoo. So fine, so we should avoid that. If you're going to go to a petting zoo, just pet the animals, don't feed the animals any chametz. Fine, very simple. What about pets? Your own pets? Now that's a little bit more difficult, because if you're not going to feed your own pets for an entire week of Pesach, and in Galus 8 days, right? So you're not going to feed your own pets for 8 days. They are likely going to die. So what do you do? So the best thing is get a non-chametz diet for your pets. You could have a non-chametz diet. That would be great. So dogs, very often, I don't have a dog, but my understanding is that they'll eat chicken and meat and whatever, you know, they'll eat whatever you're eating, they'll be happy to eat. Probably not a good idea to give them too much matzah, but you know, you can give them whatever it is that you're eating, and they'll be happy. You're not supposed to give dogs chocolate either, I'm told. It's poison for them. But you can give them some meat, chicken, whatever, cheese. They love cheese. So you can give them plenty of things that are kosher l'Pesach. When it comes to fish, most of the fish feed is mamish chametz. It's chametz gamur. But you can always give them bloodworms. You can give, which are kishmo kenu, they are bloodworms, and they are therefore not chametz, and that would be fine as well. People don't like to give their fish bloodworms because they're gross, but you know, the fish don't mind. So if, as long as the fish are willing to eat it, that would be l'chora, that would be fine. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef in Taf Mem Ches quotes from a Tshuvas Ma'aril, Simkuf Samachalov, Lahachil Behemas Chaver Chametz Sheino Shalom. That you're not allowed to give even someone else's chametz to behemas chavero, to someone else's animal. And Baguda Nami Asu Litin Behemto Lagoy. Here's the key. Beis Yosef quotes from the Aguda Perak Beis Simon Chav Gimel that it's also to give your animal to a guy so that he will feed it during Pesach. meaning let's say you have an animal that the only feed it eats, like birds very often, the only thing it will eat is chametz. So what do? So you might say, okay, no problem. I know every year at the sale, when we sell our chametz to John Brown, there's at least a rabbi or two who will say to John that not only are you buying chametz, but there are plenty of people in my shul that would like for you to buy their pets. They would like for you to become the owner of their pets. Now, why is it important that John becomes the owner of the pets? Can't you be the owner of the pet and let the chametz belong to John Brown, and you'll take the chametz that belongs to John Brown and feed your pet as long as he's okay with it? So no, that's not okay, because if it's your pet, you're getting hana'ah from the chametz, in addition to handling and everything else. But you're getting hana'ah from the chametz, because the chametz is feeding your pet. So you might think, okay, no problem. These rabbis have a great idea. Sell the pet to John Brown. So I'm not getting hana'ah. John Brown owns the pet. He's the one that's getting hana'ah when the chametz is used, when his chametz is used to feed his pet. It's just that he doesn't have access to the chametz or the pet. I do, because it's in my house, so I'll use John Brown's chametz to feed John Brown's pet. Maybe that would be fine. Says the Beis Yosef in the name of the Aguda, that you're not allowed to give your behemoth to a guy to feed it during Pesach. V'chein asarti b'ragenshburg, mishum diyadua shamachil nosa psola shechar. Even if you don't know for sure that he's going to be giving chametz, you never made a deal. Here, I'm giving you this pet, you give it chametz, still it's asur to do, because we know that he's giving it chametz. Ach stomach sheni yodea hitiru rabbeinu. But if you really genuinely don't know whether he's going to be giving it chametz or not, then it's mutter to give your pet to a guy. So it's pretty restrictive. It's not that you're allowed to just let the pet go to a guy. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafmim Chesiv Zayin that you're not allowed to give your behema to an Eino Yehudi to feed it during Pesach if you know that he's going to be giving it chametz. The Mishnah Berurah points out that because it's a violation of getting hana'ah b'Pesach, that the guy is being mefatim your behema, and chametz even of a guy is also to get hana'ah from on Pesach. If b'diavet it ate chametz on Pesach, we're not going to say that it's that the meat of the animal is going to be aser, but you're not allowed to do that. However, the Mishmur says, here's what you can do. He says, Osan shema amidin behemton etzel nachri zman rav kodem Pesach. If you give the behemoth to a guy, physically give it to a guy, many days before Pesach, and the Nachri is going to feed him with his own food, and you don't make an explicit tonight that he has to feed it chametz, and within the long period of time, the months that he has the animal, or the month that he has the animal, Pesach happens to fall out in the middle, then it's going to be mutter. Sounds like that's the only heter if he actually takes possession of it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Lam Gimel says, but, you know, that could sometimes be very challenging, to have the guy actually take possession, to physically take possession of the animal. So he says, Vim efshar ba'ofen acher. If there's no other option, ha'minig b'medina seinu limkor behemel anachri kedin al pi ha'kinyonim amvorm b'yardeh sim'shinchav. Maybe you could include a behema and a mechira, do the mechira with all the kinyonim, and the behema, but then he adds, ha'behema tia eitzal anachri b'pesach. But he has to actually hang on to the behema on Pesach. O yaknu la behema imarefes v'anachri achilena. Or let him become the owner of the whole refes where you keep all your buck or where you keep all your cattle. We're assuming it's not like a regular pet. It's like you're a rancher or something, and the nachri will feed it. V'lo yelo shum esek imam b'pesach, and you should have nothing to do with it on Pesach. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds, if the Nachri doesn't have any mezonos to feed it, and the Jew is selling together with his behema the food as well, yesh machmirin bazeh, that's also not good. Even if the guy is going to be the one that's feeding it, if you're selling to the guy your pet and the pet food right before Pesach, no good. Because it's so obvious that the whole thing is harama, and that the whole mechiru is only so that he'll be able to feed that animal, and therefore it's not okay. Mishpura says maybe if you sell the food to one guy and the pets to another guy, and then they take care of it and they figure it out between themselves, maybe that's okay. So if you just read the simple Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, it does not sound that it's okay to just include a behema in the sale and then that you're going to take care of the behema over Pesach by feeding it chametz. It seems that that is not the proper thing to do. So better to do, like we said before, is to keep it on a kosher Pesach diet over Pesach, so you don't have to sell anything. Not only that, Rav Belsky is quoted in this new sefer, Rabbi Ribiat's new Hilchos Pesach sefer that just came out. It's like his Hilchos Shabbos sefer, except one volume in Hilchos Pesach. So Rabbi Belsky, he quotes, Rabbi Ribiat's a nephew of Rabbi Belsky. So he said that his uncle, Rabbi Belsky, holds that if you have a fish tank, you have to clean out the tank 2 weeks in advance of Pesach. Because you have to switch over the diet 2 weeks in advance of Pesach. Because when you put chametz food in the tank, it could still be hanging around there up till 2 weeks later before it becomes completely nifsal, completely disintegrated. I will tell you from my own experience with my fish that is not the case. That the fish food that I have says whatever, if it doesn't get eaten by the time it hits the bottom of the tank, it will disintegrate. It's like very flaky food that will just completely disappear. So it's really, it really depends on the food. You have to know. You have to know what kind of food you have. So you certainly don't want it to be there when Pesach starts. So at the end of the day, it's a complicated matter. Rabbi Willick seems to allow it in the sale to sell the pets, but it seems against the Mishnah Berurah and the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. So I don't know. Maybe it's just because people aren't gonna. Maybe it's a significant bidyeved that people aren't gonna take any other eitzah in terms of getting rid of their pets on Pesach. But it would seem that the much much better eitzah is to speak to the vet and figure out what how to get a kosher Pesach diet for the animal. My understanding is that with birds it's very hard, but with fish it should be, at least the kind of fish I have, it should be easy enough, and with dogs it should be easy enough. But it's something that people should be aware of.